What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new edition of Phillies Today, right here with Francisco Rojas on Phillies 24/7 Sports Radio 94 WIP. And a day after where the Phils don't get it done. The Phils don't beat the Milwaukee Brewers in the rubber match behind a phenomenal performance by Aaron Nola, where he went 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 earned run, one of his better performances of the year for sure. Stuff looked nasty, stuff looked great. We'll get more into that in just a little bit. But Phils losing walk-off fashion to the Brewers. 9th inning, Jake Bowers, bases loaded, brings in Jackson Churio to win the game. And Phils do not win this series. They lose 2 of 3, do not get swept, but they do lose 2 of 3. In a series where it feels like, I'll say this, feels like not a lot of people necessarily care maybe as much as they would usually, just because the Phils, you know, or you had the Eagles on Monday night and everyone's still ticked off about that. We know how many people in this town love the Birds, so, you know, including you probably and including myself. So no one really cared about the game Monday night. And it seems like this series, it's just more about just being pissed off at the Birds, which completely makes sense. So we will, we'll get to an update on playoff implications, magic number, all that stuff for the Phils. Get you an update on that in a second. Really not much to recap from this game. It was a pitcher's duel. I mean, Freddy Peralta went 5 innings and only gave up 1 earned run, but his bullpen did a really nice job behind him. But so top of the second, Alec Bohm. Welcome back, Alec Bohm. I mean, he's been back the last couple of games, but he hits a solo home run to left center. 1-0 Phils early on. Top of the fifth, really only like the only mistake Aaron Nola made all game. Reese Hoskins, solo homer. It's a Uncle Charlie to left center. Takes one for a ride. It was 1-1 tie game at that point. And then bottom of the ninth, Carlos Estevez in for the Phils. He allows a leadoff triple to the young phenom Jackson Churio. And then a couple batters later, bases loaded, Jake Bowers would hit a single to right field, and Jackson Churio, who led off the inning with the triple, would score. Brewers would win the game 2-1. They take the series 2 of 3, and they also won the NL Central earlier in the day. It didn't even matter if they won that game or not as far as their divisional implications went, but Brewers end up winning this game. They won their division and win the series, take 2 of 3 from the Phillies. Update for you on the playoff stuff, magic number. I mean, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty bad with this stuff. I know this. I'll know this. This is what I know. Magic number to clinch postseason berth is still just 1. So you can win tonight, and then we make the playoffs. And then also, you can clinch the NL East no earlier than Friday night. No earlier. And that magic number, I believe, is still 4. Last time I checked. So, though, that is what I know. Magic number to clinch postseason berth, still 1. And NL East, no earlier you can clinch than Friday night. So, and that NL East thing, according to Todd Zielecki. So, if I'm wrong, it's because of him. Just kidding. Shout out to Todd, though. Todd does an awesome job as a Phillies beat writer for MLB.com. So let's get right into it. We're going to, you know, simple show today. We're getting game takeaways, series takeaways, update you on a few key injuries, and then we'll preview this important series against the New York Mets, which, again, important for both teams. It's pretty exciting to have both of these series exciting, meaningful for both teams. And also, a couple episodes ago, you could check out my interview with Mets and baseball expert Matt Muzyko. Interviewed him about the last series between the Phillies and the Mets, and maybe if you want to get some insight on the series coming up, or just the Mets in general, or, you know, going into the series, maybe check out that episode a couple episodes ago. So, yeah, go check that out. And appreciate Matt for popping on last time I was on Phillies Today. So, game takeaways. Number one, for sure, I mean, Aaron Nola was not the reason they lost this game. Aaron Nola was just fantastic. That was one of the better Aaron Nolas that we've seen this year. And again, really, I mean, three hits, and the only real mistake he made was that home run to Reese. And, you know, but besides that, like, Nola's stuff looks so good. I mean, he was working the curveball to get the strikeouts. It just looked like vintage Aaron Nola. And that's what we want heading into the postseason, right? We want like a vintage Aaron Nola. We want to feel good about Nola heading into the postseason, because here and there, you know, last couple of months, he's had some kind of, you know, bad outings. Let's be honest. There have been a couple of outings for Aaron Nola that have not been all that good. So this type of start, encouraging for Nola, and hopefully we can see a consistent Nola like this heading into the playoffs, because you want him to be a really good number two. You want him to be a great number two right there behind Zach Wheeler. So Nola, definitely not the reason that the Phillies lost this game. Nola was fantastic. Second takeaway, you don't get much offense. Did not get much offense. You know, Freddie Peralta was really good. He went 5, 2 hits, 9 strikeouts. He's having a good year. And then the Brewers went to their really good bullpen. Joe Ross came in. He was throwing good stuff. Jared Koenig, and then Trevor McGill, Devin Williams. Of course, Devin Williams is Devin Williams. I mean, he was hurt most of the year, but Devin Williams comes in and he does what he does. So Phils weren't really able to get much offense besides the Boehm home run. Like, that was really it. I mean, you had Schwarber, Turner, Boehm, and Stott were the only hits in this game. Only hits. I mean, I'm not, like, discouraged or anything, but didn't get offense at all. They're Schwarber, Harper, and Boehm also walked, but there just wasn't much from the offense in this game. It wasn't much offense from the Brewers in this game either. They just were able to get the win in the ninth inning. They were able to come through, and the Phillies just weren't able to get much going. Weren't able to get much going at all. I mean, it was not like the night before where they scored 5 on 10 hits. So not able to get much offense in this game against the Milwaukee Brewers. Third takeaway from last night. Look, I don't love Carlos Estevez blowing that save. I don't love it. I don't love it. And I want to say this about Estevez. I did see a few people. I didn't see like a lot of people, but I saw a few people on Twitter. Again, I still think people are really upset about this Eagles loss. So I still think that's where we're at. And maybe more people will be upset about this. Estevez blowing this save, I did see a few people were mad about it, but, or people are still like, you know, skeptical about him being the closer heading into October. I'm not. I want to say this with Estevez. I'd still like to, over the next couple of weeks, would like to feel more encouraged about him being the closer, because he's going to be the closer. He's going to be, like, I think that's where we're kind of at, is like, we know Rob Thompson. We know how he operates with his guys. Like, I don't think it's going to get to October and he's automatically going to slot someone else in as the closer. So at this point, it's like, okay, Estevez is the closer, and didn't love last night's performance. You know, it kind of felt like it felt at the beginning with Estevez before he kind of got into a bit more of a groove. And, you know, he lets runners get into scoring position. I mean, he let off the inning with the Churio triple. But again, where I'm at is I feel good about Estevez, but I'm not fully confident in him. That's where I am, and I was hoping that I could feel really confident within him at this point, but I can't say I do. I mean, I don't know. Like, Alvarado has looked better as of late. Didn't look great on Monday night, but at this point, we know what Rob Thomson is going to do. He's going to stick with the guy that has been. That's what he's known for. It's what Topper's known to do. Stick with his guys. So, Carlos Estevez, I'm not feeling super, super confident in, but I still feel good. It's not like Clay Holmes for the Yankees, where he's just been, you know, but he's blown a lot of saves this year. He's not been great. It's not that type of situation. But this is what you got. And Estevez, not great last night, but hopefully he can be more or less what he's been for the most part for the Phils since he's been here. Series takeaways. Already talked about this with Aaron Nola. I mean, both of your top horses, your two big guys, your big guns, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola were fantastic, were absolutely awesome. Wheeler went 7-4 hits, 1 earned, 6 strikeouts. I mean, this is what you want from your top two, from your ace, from Zach Wheeler, who's been top 2 to 3 pitcher in baseball since he's signed with the Phillies. I already talked about Zach Wheeler, you know, a couple of this time last week I did an episode just talking how amazing Wheeler has been in a Phillies uniform, and still not appreciated enough. I'm telling you, still not appreciated enough as a free agent signing here, but you get the work from your two big guns, and that's super important heading into the postseason, that these two guys, you know, are more or less at their best. And that's what we saw in this series against Milwaukee. Wheeler and Nola both at their best, and that's what you want from your two best. So that was my first takeaway from the series. Second takeaway, I'll stick with the pitching. Ranger's most likely the number four, let's be honest. And at this point, I'm thinking it's Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, and then it's Ranger. And maybe it's a little bit of recency bias, but like, I think it's pretty warranted. And I think most of you would agree out there that, you know, Sanchez hasn't been hurt, and he's been great. He's been really good. And I think at this point, it's a lock that he's the number three. Ranger, just, is it possible that maybe the first half was a bit of a fluke? Maybe. I mean, I'm not sure about that. I kind of feel weird about Ranger's first half, where I'm like, oh, could it have been a fluke? Or maybe, I don't know. I just don't know about Ranger. I mean, Ranger was so good in the first half. And I don't know. Right now, it just feels like Ranger's a solid to good pitcher, and I like him as the number four. And I'm fine with that. I mean, I think a lot of you out there will take those guys 1 through 4, right? Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, and Ranger. That's a really good number. That's a really good 1 through 4. And maybe we got spoiled by the first half of this year, where those guys were just unbelievable, with Ranger at the top there looking like a Cy Young contender, or not even looking like the Cy Young winner, right? So, but it's not like that anymore, necessarily. I still think the top three you have right now are just great. Top three but from Wheeler to Sanchez, great. But I think at this point, you know, watching Ranger, his performance from Monday night against the Brewers, 5 innings, gave up 3 earned. I mean, he was just fine. He was fine. He was solid. That's where I'm at with Ranger. That's where I'm at. I think he's the number four right now. He's definitely the number four. So that was my second takeaway. Last takeaway from this series, Brewers just showed why they're a good team. It's not like the Phillies, like, overlooked the Brewers. Like, the Brewers are a good team. Brewers showed in this series why they're a good team. They're a I mean, they don't have any, like, necessarily, like, superstars on offense. Like, Willie Adames is probably the closest, and Jackson Churio is going to be really good. And William Contreras, pretty incredible catcher as well, but they just showed why they're really they're going to be the NL Central champs. They're a team that's what, fourth in runs scored in Major League Baseball this year. They have a really good offense, and they showed that in games game one, they showed why what their offense can do, and then their bullpen really picked up the slack right there in game one behind Aaron Civale, a good performance from him. And then yesterday too, that they showed why, you know, their bullpen is one of the better bullpens in baseball. You know, now they have Devin Williams back. So Brewers, to me, showed why they can be, you know, and Freddie Peralta there is, you know, looking like a good version of Freddie Peralta this year. So you got that yesterday. Again, Brewers not like the Phillies, we were stacked with superstars or the LA Dodgers or anybody like that. So, but they showed why they have been a really good team this year, and you know, they're just kind of going with the flow of things. Everything's just kind of working for them this year in a lot of aspects. So to me, Brewers showing why they're a good team is my last takeaway from this series. Injuries and moves. First one, Austin Hayes with the kidney infection, no longer. A couple days ago, Rob Thompson said he was feeling really good. He's going to meet with the team when they're in New York, which is starting tonight. He'll go through a full workout. Topper said Hayes could possibly play in rehab games with AAA Lehigh Valley before the Iron Pigs season ends in just a couple of days on the 22nd. If he's not ready by then, Hayes could face live pitching the next week at home. And then either way, Thompson said he feels much better about Austin Hayes' chance of playing in the postseason this week than he did last week. So we'll keep you updated on Austin Hayes throughout the next couple of days and week or so. Spencer Turnbull could return possibly in the postseason if they want to add him to the roster, you know, if he wants to be a part of that bullpen. He threw a live BP in Clearwater a couple of days ago on the 17th. He threw 64 pitches overall, including 25 in the live BP session. So, yeah, we'll keep you updated on Turnbull, hopefully by the end of the weekend. They get him into either a sim game or with AAA Lehigh Valley, according to Rob Thompson. That would be the ultimate. And then the last one, Andrew Painter. You know, he had the Tommy John surgery last year. Painter threw another live BP on September 17th in Clearwater. According to Rob Thompson, it went well. Painter experienced general soreness in his right elbow in August, but that's common for pitchers recovering from Tommy John surgery. He is not expected to return to game action until the 2025 season. And yeah, so those are your updates. According to Phillies.com, thank you for always giving the updates on the injury stuff. Looking ahead to this series tonight, 4-game set at the New York Mets. And again, like I said, always fun when you get these two rivals and you have games that actually mean something. Something like this. Like, obviously, we go back to 2007 and how fun and exciting those times were, especially being a Phillies fan. But, you know, those series and those games were exciting. Those games were exciting between, like, you know, 06, 07 to 2011, 2012, like around that time period. Like, those games were exciting. It's very, very exciting. So, obviously, Phils took 2 of 3 from the Mets earlier, over the last weekend. And now this weekend coming up, it's going to be the Mets once again, but it will be in New York at Citi Field. Mets by the numbers right now, 84-68. They are second in the National League East, and they currently own, after a win last night, third wild card spot. Fresh off sweeping the Washington Nationals, 6-4 in their last 10 games are the Mets. Looking at the starters tonight at 7:15, Taiwan Walker back on the mound. Rob Thompson said he liked what he saw in his last relief outing, so he's going to give him another shot in that five spot. Taiwan Walker versus Luis Severino tomorrow at 7:10. David Peterson versus Christopher Sanchez Saturday, 4:10 start time. Sean Manaea versus Ranger Suarez. And then Sunday at 7:15, it will be Tylor McGill versus Zach Wheeler for Sunday night baseball. Phils get another Sunday night game. So looking forward to that. Players to watch in this series, I'm going with Bryce for the Phils. Last time Bryce faced Luis Severino over the weekend, hit two homers off of him. And, you know, Harper over the last month or so has been good. And, you know, the power numbers have come back a little bit as far as the home runs go. So looking to see what Bryce can do, you know, getting it started tonight against Severino, and then hopefully the rest of the series and into the playoffs, Bryce can look like Bryce. And then on the Mets side, Luis Angel Acuña, he got his first hit against the Phils, and he's playing right now because of the injured Francisco Lindor. Acuña has been really good. Last couple of games, couple of home runs. He's out the gate. He's looking like his brother, right? Looking like his brother a little bit. So Luis Angel Acuña is my player to watch for the Mets, Harper for the Phils, and really looking forward to this series starting tonight. Phils, get the W. Let's get the playoff berth out the way. Do what you got to do. And then let's go win the NL East. Let's go win the NL East for the first time since 2011. It's been too long. It's been too long. I was in high school last time. They won the National League East. And I don't know what you were doing last time they won the National League East, but it's been a long time for you too. It's been 13 years. So let's get back on track to go win the NL East. Let's take 3 of 4 from the Mets. Take 3 of 4. Well, I don't want to split. Take 3 of 4. Mets trying to make the playoffs, though. And they're at home. So, Mets currently own that third wild card spot. It's a fun time of year heading into October. So, that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas, and I'll talk to you guys soon.